Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. At this hour, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is testifying before Congress, and he says that the economy is suffering through a severe contraction, and he pledged to use all available tools to lift the country out of the recession that already has cost millions of Americans their jobs. Bernanke said the economy is likely to keep shrinking in the first 6 months of this year. He says that he hopes that the current recession, now in its second year, will end this year. But he says there were significant risks to that forecast, and any economic turnaround would hinge on the success of the Fed and the Obama administration in getting credit and financial markets to operate more normally. The nation's unemployment rate is now 7.6%, the highest in more than 16 years. The Fed expects the jobless rate to rise to close to 9% this year and probably remain above normal levels of around 5% into 2011. Since the Fed chairman has been talking this morning, the Dow has rallied more than 100 points. It's now at 7232, up 118 on the day. The NASDAQ at 1418, it's up 30.60, and the S&P 500 is at 757, and it's up just over 14.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
The 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook meeting is just around the corner. March 10th is the date. The Beef House in Covington, Indiana is the place. Full details are on our website at willag.org. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting: ADM, Cargill, Bates Commodities, Strategic Farm Marketing, and Cadent EFG Risk Management Commodities. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Tuesday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:47, down 1.25 on the open. May 5:53, down 3.75. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:07, down 3.5 on the open. May 5:17, down 4.5. July 5:30, down 3.5. September 5:53.5, down 3.25 on the open. March corn opened at 3:49, down 2.75 on the open. May 3:58, down 2.75. July 3:66.5, down 4.25. September 3:76.25, down 3.75. December 3:88, down 3.5. March of 2010, 4:01.75, down 2.25 on the open. March beans opened at 8:67, down 5.75 on the open. May 8:69, down 7. July 8:75, down 7.25. November 8:33, down 7. January of 2010, 8:44, down 5.25. March 8:53, down 5.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 274, down 230 on the open. May 270, down 330. March soybean oil opened at 30.03, down 29 on the open. May 30.30, down 32. February live cattle opened at 80.90, down 20 on the open. March feeders 88.40, down 35. April lean hogs 57, down 122.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like the Wall Street is liking what the Federal Reserve Chairman is saying at this hour.
Well, you know, we're a little better off than we were as we closed yesterday by about 90 points on the Dow. Day. We're the highest we've been since I've been in this morning, a little over 72. The takeover or 40% interest in Citibank. It was taken and looked at two different ways. We don't want to talk nationalization of banks. That doesn't seem to be what Wall Street wants to hear, but we do want to hear that banks aren't going to fail and they're going to stick behind them. So a little bit that way. Consumer confidence came in at a very low number, though, and did step on us for a while this morning that way, Dave. So sort of a mixed bag of tricks, waiting for what the Ag Forum has to say on Thursday and Friday. And the idea that we are highly oversold in all the markets out there.
So how do we parse the word nationalization? What do you think?
The best way to look at that word is it's not what we're really wanting to hear. We're wanting to hear support. We're wanting to hear backup. We're wanting to hear bailout, but we're not wanting to hear nationalization, I think, is what I like to hear. That's what happens a lot of times in third world countries and things go away, and we have never thought that was a favorable thing to independent business people. It does want to take out individual investors of sticking money in things.
Do you think the Dow will catch at this level?
We're sure hoping, you know, we saw a good reaction today. You know, we went down and, you know, we're 100 points off the low in the Dow, trading higher on the day. It's a very shaky situation out there, that's for sure.
It looks to me like if we don't catch around 7,000, the next stop could be as low as 6,350. And I'm wondering if we got there based on attitudes of what traders think of the president's speech tonight before Congress and other events this week as they unravel what that might mean to the downside potentially in corn and soybeans.
If we move down to the 63 level in the Dow, Dave, I think the answer that we gave at the Outlook meetings was where will corn and bean prices be at that point in time? Lower, and we're not sure how much lower, but it would not be favorable to the grain prices. We know that, feel that, and look at it how it's going along. So, you know, we do have to see a little stabilization, as we said, along the way in the crude oil and in the stock market. And everybody on the floor doesn't feel that grains have much of a rally potential until we stabilize the Dow.
So if we're waiting those two things, it's pretty hard on a hedger to try to manage his risk when he's not only paying attention to just his commodity and has to look at all these other factors as well. What are you telling people to do these days?
I think the hardest part, Dave, is not so just paying attention to that. It's as we were sitting here in the office today, nobody we are talking to is highly enthusiastic at this time about rallies. Number one. I think you'd have to agree with me on that, wouldn't we, Dave?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. The other thing is, when we add up production costs, we are in a situation now where it is a negative return for a farmer to sell at these levels, in the corn market, at least in most cases. And it is awfully hard to get excited when you're starting out losing money. And I think that that takes a lot of the fun and excitement out of hedging, even though it could be the best thing we can do right now when you're automatically starting out where we're working all year for the opportunity to lose money.
Is it also now a losing proposition for soybeans?
The beans, depending on what we're looking at, I think the beans actually are a little bit more favorable. We're hearing immense amount of people that are talking about that have over-fertilized or whatever done along the way of the possibility of using some of the compounds that help activate some of the fertilizer and reducing actually dry fertilizer applications. So a lot of that going on, a lot of looking at ways to cut cost, and a little bit of a hope that we would see a rally there in this week to at least help the crop insurance guarantees get us up to where at least breaking levels to be able to insure.
And what if we don't get those crop insurance levels? What does that mean for this year's crops?
Well, I mean, basically, we are still in the situation where I think that the government has helped us immensely with some of their additions to the subsidies that they're paying on some of the revenue insurance. And can keep that are still going to be highly needed with the ideas that if we could do some of the things that Sparks or the Informa people have talked about were levels that could go, that even this revenue insurance would be quite helpful down the road and could add to sales or add to their bottom line. So I think that we still need to keep it very much in mind, and we're going to be looking at that and saying that this is going to be something that might give us the ability to market some grains when we do get some bounces.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat at 545, down 3.25. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 506.5, down 4. July, 529.5, down 4. March corn, 348.5, down 3.25. July, 367, down 3.75. December, 387.5, down 4. April crude, 38.80, up 36 cents. March beans, 872, down 3/4. July, 881.25, down 1. November, 833, down 7. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.